Step 1. Importance of context. Understanding context is crucial when communicating with data. You need to ask 3 questions. Who is your audience? What do you want them to do? How can data help make that point? Consider an example where you're asked to identify the most important skill for a data analyst. Initially, you might create a graph showing the relative probabilities of skills appearing in LinkedIn job postings. However, this can be ambiguous and hard to interpret. By refining your visualization, adding data labels, and choosing a clearer graph, you can better communicate your message. This helps your audience quickly grasp the key insights and make informed decisions. Step 2. Choosing the right visual. Choosing an effective visual is vital. Some graphs, like pie charts, can be confusing when comparing relative sizes. While pie charts aren't inherently bad, they aren't always the best choice. For most purposes, bar charts and line charts are more effective. In Asterisk Storytelling with Data Asterisk, Cole outlines 12 common visualizations. However, I find that bar and line charts are the most efficient for communicating insights. These charts are universally understood and quick to interpret, which makes them ideal for most data presentations. For instance, if you're comparing the popularity of Power BI versus Tableau over 5 years, a ribbon chart might look impressive, but can be confusing. A simple line chart can convey the trends and comparative values more clearly and quickly. Step 3. Removing clutter. Removing clutter from your visuals enhances clarity. Many tools, like Excel, often include distracting elements by default. Consider a bar chart showing the top skills for data scientists on LinkedIn. If it's in 3D, with a blue background and numerous categories, it becomes difficult to read. By simplifying the chart, focusing on the top 10 skills, removing unnecessary legends, and maintaining clear axis labels, you can present the essential information without distractions. It's important to strike a balance between removing clutter and maintaining enough context for the data to be understood. Step 4. Focusing attention. Focusing your audience's attention is achieved through size and color. Start with a neutral color scheme and use color to highlight key points. For example, if you want to emphasize Python as the top programming language, highlight it in blue while keeping other elements in grayscale. Size also matters. Adjust the formatting to emphasize the most critical data points. For instance, in a scatter plot or a line chart, use bolder lines or larger points to draw attention to significant trends or outliers. This helps guide your audience's focus to the most important aspects of your data. Step 5. Using words. The final step is incorporating text and titles to enhance understanding. A clear, descriptive title can immediately convey the main message of your visualization. Additionally, annotations and labels can provide context and highlight key insights. For instance, if you're showing the top programming languages for data scientists, a title like Top Programming Languages for Data Scientists, along with color highlights, can make your point clear at a glance. You can also use annotations to explain trends or significant changes in your data, ensuring your audience grasps the full story behind the numbers. Conclusion: in summary, Asterisk Storytelling with Data Asterisk provides invaluable guidance on creating effective data visualizations. By understanding context, choosing the right visuals, removing clutter, focusing attention, and using descriptive text, you can significantly improve your ability to communicate with data. These principles not only make your data easier to understand, but also more persuasive, enabling you to influence decisions and drive action. If you found these insights helpful, I highly recommend reading Asterisk Storytelling with Data Asterisk for a deeper dive into these concepts. And as always, if you enjoyed this content, please like and subscribe to support the channel. Thanks for watching.